And may I preach to you in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. Please be seated. Good morning, saints. And I know we're a few days late, but a blessed feast of St. Francis to all of you. We'll be celebrating this feast of St. Francis with the blessing of the animals. That shall be exciting. So today we have a week where the faith has been in the news. And it's not because of St. Francis. You see, earlier this week, we found out that Amber Geiger, the police officer, was found guilty of murder for killing Botham Jun, a Sun Lucian accountant, in his living room. And so when this happened, there were many people who celebrated. They celebrated because, you know, so oftentimes in this country, when black and brown people are shot unarmed by police officers, that there is no recompense for that. But nonetheless, many people were disappointed when they found out that she was sentenced to 10 years. And I think that disappointment came from the fact that, you know, so many times folks in our communities, poor folks or folks of color, will have sentences that are much longer for doing something that seems much less serious. So where faith kind of came into focus was right after that. You see, Brant John, the brother of Botham Jun, forgave her. And forgave her very publicly, and they embraced. And, you know, it was a very touching moment. And it was at that point that this national discourse started about forgiveness. And this idea that as Christians, we are called to forgive. And while there were many people who really lifted up and celebrated Brant for his forgiveness, for this act of forgiveness on his part, there were many others who also questioned if perhaps he was letting her off too easy. So why do I mention this? Because it's been in the news, because it's all blowing up my Facebook and Twitter feed? Yes, but I also mention this because we have a gospel today that talks about our Christian duty. And so it's interesting, our gospel's a little weird, you know, talks about slavery and servanthood and things of that nature. But really, our gospel is about Christian duty. In our gospel, Jesus is inviting us to, you know, think about doing the work of God, doing God's will, not for some kind of reward, but rather because it is what we ought to do. And so that begs the question, what is our duty as Christians? Well, you know, after what happened this week in the news, many people are talking about our Christian duty to forgive others. And that makes sense. You know, Jesus says elsewhere in our gospel that we are called to forgive our neighbor not just 7 times, but 77 times. You know, so that comes up. You know, also in the Lord's Prayer, you know, the prayer that Jesus has taught us, you know, we are told that, you know, we are called to forgive as we have, we are asking to be forgiven as we have forgiven others. You know, this is all to say that forgiveness is important, and yet I believe that there is something even more central and even more critical to our duty as Christians. And that is lamentation. So what do I mean by lamentation? Well, you know, in our first scripture for today, we had a reading from Jeremiah, a reading from the book of Jeremiah's Lamentations. And in this reading, we hear Jeremiah lamenting the plight of the city, lamenting the destruction of Jerusalem, lamenting the loss of life and the high cost of injustice. And so rather than we think that perhaps this is just a prophet complaining, as prophets are known to do, what we have is something more powerful than that. What we have is an example of someone who loved so much that he continued to love and continued to lament when everybody else forgot about it. And you see, my friends, I believe that we as people of faith are called to that, that we are called to lament the loss of life, that we are called to lament injustice as people of faith long after it seems normal to everybody else. And you know, I saw a really amazing example of that this week. My friend Jeline Carrero, she's one of the co-directors of MCAN, and she received a really prestigious award from the Roman Catholic Church. And in receiving the award, she said, she lamented that, you know, this award didn't bring with it changes and an end to injustice for the persons of color and for the poor folks with whom she works. See, that's lamentation. Or on this day when we celebrate St. Francis, you know, we think of St. Francis as loving the animals and loving creation, and that is all true. And nonetheless, if you were to have spent time with Francis, what we would have spent time with is someone who his whole life lamented the plight of the poor and did all he could do to serve them. You see, my friends, I'm not trying to say that we as people of faith have this duty to be sad and mad and lamenting all the time. And nonetheless, it is really important that we care enough to lament the loss of life, to lament the price of injustice in our world. And that out of that place of lament, that we be called to action ourselves. And so, you know, I hope that our country and our world, perhaps, will continue to be inspired by the forgiveness witnessed in that courtroom. I also hope all the more that we will continue to lament and be even more moved by both of them and by the death of so many people who die because of the injustice of our world. May we, with hearts full of lament and full of love, be driven to action. Because that, my friends, is our duty as Christians. Amen. Alright? So now the same thing in Spanish. Buenos días, Santos! Espero que estén bien y también feliz fiesta de San Francisco. En unos pocos minutos vamos a bendecir los animales para celebrar a San Francisco. Entonces la fe ha estado en las noticias esta semana, pero no porque es San Francisco. La fe ha estado en las noticias esta semana porque lo que pasó en el corte. En verdad, la policía fue encontrada culpable por el asesinato de Botham Jean, un contador sanluciano quien estaba en su sala solito allí. Entonces, había muchas personas celebrando eso, porque muchas veces en este país los asesinatos de los negros y partes de la policía no vienen con castigo. Entonces, muchos celebraron por eso. Pero después de un día salieron decepcionados. Y salieron decepcionados porque ella recibió una condenación de 10 años. 10 años cuando muchas veces personas pobres, personas de color, reciben castigos mucho más larguísimos para hacer muchas cosas chiquititas. Entonces, todo eso es decir que eso fue algo bien grande en las noticias. Pero la fe entró en foco justamente después, con el hermano de Botham, Grant, perdonó y abrazó a ella. Porque en ese momento empezó un discurso público acerca del perdón, y el perdón cristiano, y el deber cristiano de perdonar a los demás. Entonces, ¿por qué estoy hablando de eso? Yo estoy hablando de eso porque sí, están las noticias, estoy hablando de eso porque está en mi Facebook y todo eso, pero también estoy hablando de eso porque nuestro evangelio se trata del deber cristiano. Entonces, ¿cómo fue el evangelio? Nuestro evangelio es un poco extraño, porque Jesús está hablando de la esclavitud y de otras cosas así, pero en realidad se trata del deber cristiano, porque Jesús está invitándonos a hacer lo que tenemos que hacer, está invitándonos a hacer la voluntad de Dios, no para ganar un premio, sino para, porque es lo que tenemos que hacer, es lo que debemos hacer como cristianos. Entonces yo tengo esa pregunta, ¿cuál es nuestro deber cristiano? Después de lo que pasó con Brent Jean, muchos están diciendo que nuestro deber cristiano es perdonar a los demás. Y eso tiene razón. ¿No? En el Evangelio, en otro lugar, Jesús dice que tenemos que perdonar a nuestro prójimo 77 veces. También el Padre Nuestro, en la oración que Jesús nos enseñó, dice que pedimos a Dios perdonarnos también como nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. Todo eso es decir que el perdón es muy importante, pero yo creo que hay algo más clave, más central a la fe y al deber cristiano, y eso es la lamentación. Entonces, ¿por qué digo la lamentación? Pues tenemos la primera lectura de hoy, viene del libro de Lamentación. En ese libro Jeremías está lamentando la pérdida de vida y la destrucción de su pueblo. Y parece otro libro de un profeta quejándose, pero en realidad es un ejemplo poderoso de amor. Porque aquí tenemos un ejemplo de Jeremías amando y lamentando la pérdida de vida muy, muy después de lo que pasó. Aquí tenemos a Elías amando y lamentando esa pérdida de vida cuando los demás lo olvidaron. Yo creo que Dios está llamándonos a hacer la misma cosa. Yo vi un ejemplo muy poderoso de eso con mi amiga Janine Ferreiro. Ella acaba de ganar un premio de la Iglesia Católica y al ganar ese premio por su trabajo para la justicia, para los migrantes y los pobres, a ella lamentaba que ese premio no viniera con cambios importantes para los pobres y para personas de color en nuestra comunidad. También es ese día cuando celebramos a San Francisco y él pasó su vida también lamentando la situación de los pobres. Entonces yo no estoy diciendo que nosotros como cristianos tenemos que pasar todo el día triste o enojados lamentando lo que está pasando en el mundo, pero yo estoy diciendo sí que Dios está llamándonos a lamentar la injusticia de nuestro mundo, la pérdida de vida, y que de ese lugar de lamentación que Dios está llamándonos a actuar. Entonces yo espero que nosotros en ese país que nosotros podamos seguir siendo inspirados por el perdón que demostró Brandon. Yo espero también que nosotros podamos seguir siendo aún más conmovidos por la pérdida de vida por causa de la injusticia. Que nosotros, conmovidos por la pérdida de vida, lamentándolo, que nosotros